People, welcome to today's episode of The Stockroom with your regular hosts, with the most. We've got E-Man.
Yo!
And we've got Bully.
Yo!
And we've got myself, live in the cut. Guys, how are we? What are you saying?
Good, man. Yeah, been good. Not been up too much recently. Actually, no. Had a smashing holiday.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but apart from that, I'm just come back darker.
Yeah. Praising. We love BLM.
Praise God. What are you saying?
Me, I'm cool, you know, we're at that stage in life where, you know, we're looking forward to the rest of the year, so... Yeah,
that here. Sounds like such a footballing. Yeah, just looking forward to the next game.
Taking it one game at a time. Yeah, trust in the process. You know, going through the motion. You know, when you want to pay us, you know my line. We're here. They know who they are. Yeah, how are you, Michael?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Looking forward to the year, man. I can't lie, like. Even woman.
Man started the year off dark.
Real.
You know what it is? Yeah, you know what it is.
He said I have to get a badge out. Right. By any means.
Get the badge in. No, you know what it is, yeah. I'll be completely honest. You see when Skepta said complete the mission and get back to the yard, that is what I'm on. All of this rigmarole, going out and shaking leg.
I say rigmarole.
If I don't have to do it, I'll prefer not to, because the work that I want to execute this year, serious.
But at the end of the day, you need to be able to manage.
Of course, balance is key in life.
Balance.
I have fun in other ways, you know?
Oh, really?
Crazy.
Leaving the country.
Oh, yeah, God, you saved yourself there, man.
Save yourself there, sucker.
Chilling with my friends.
Playing some football. Okay.
You don't need to be like that to me. Sorry. Oh, sorry. It's not fully recovered yet. We have enough energy to fly and shake your leg, huh?
What's it? Recovery.
Recovery. Speaking of playing football, E-Man, what you got on foot today, my boy?
No. Yeah, man. After his rant, I don't even know if I should be wearing this shoe.
What?
But I've got on the Yeezy 700.
Okay. Tomatoes. Sorry.
Yeezy 700 V3 Azale. Great shoe. Yeah, man, just a great shoe. Like, I can't describe it. At the end of the day, guys, I just have to say thank you again to Bolu and Michael.
You're so welcome. We gifted him the shoe, innit?
But I said, they both won the shoe, and I got the shoe, so they had to return. How did you guys get into that? Do you remember?
I flung it right back.
Bro, I sent that straight away, bro.
Oh, okay. No delay. It was still within return.
Because they said 3 days for return. I said, E-Man, by day two, if I hear nothing, I'm sending it back. Put another return label, yeah. And the rest is history.
Do you guys ever... No, okay, the word isn't struggle. But are you guys good at returning stuff? Because I see online that people are like, oh yeah, they leave it for too long.
I struggle. The TV I have now, I only have it because I forgot to return it.
To be fair, I don't struggle with big items. If I know like I'm meant to get my money back, I'll make sure I get it back. But like, for example, there was a wire I got from Amazon. It was like £6. And I forgot to return it. And now it's just here and I can't use it. So like, it just exists.
Oh, do you feel like it depends on the price? Like if something's like sub 20,
yeah, sub 20, I think I can. I would just find the use for it, innit?
Because for me, I gotta get my money back.
But I feel like there comes a certain amount, yeah, and a certain usage where if it doesn't do what I need it to do, straight back. Like, no conversation.
What's that? £40?
No, like, for example, like, let's say I bought a pair of trainers, for example, and they're tight. I'm returning them and trying to get a new pair.
£70.
Or like, if I got a TV, yeah.
He's still trying to guess your price.
I'm leaving him alone.
Fair enough.
If I got a TV,
100. Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, I'd rather a smart TV.
Big boy.
Yeah.
And it's not like the right dimensions. I'll be like, take it back. And I'll get my money back. And
take it back! Sorry, in the new one. I'm thinking of that video.
Yeah, see, iconic.
I flopped because I left the country when they came to collect it. And I was at home.
Mythical,
so
mate.
They just weren't trying to come back again.
£200?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, Bolly, what you got on feet today, bro?
On foot, I have the... We wrapped the set over here.
£110.
We wrapped the set over here.
Yes, Cortez
95s on, as per usual. We got the gutter greens, you know, the
steady
vibes.
Steady.
We hear.
Steady.
What you got on, Michael?
I have got on today my Comme des Garçons shocks.
Mm.
Question, how many Air Maxes do you have?
Air Maxes? Jesus. One, two, three, four.
I feel like I have a lot of Air Maxes. How about
Shocks don't count as Max Air Maxes, do they?
Air Max, are they not Air Max? Air Max Shocks?
No,
they're just Shocks.
They're Shocks.
They're Shocks. Sure. No,
is there an air unit in it?
There is.
But it's just air. Yeah,
okay. But no, I have three.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Are you counting your 95s?
Oh, tell the life four.
Yeah.
Okay, four. Oh, it's still four. Yeah.
Yeah. I got five, I think, six. I got 295s. I got 270s. I got 720, I think.
Oh, stinkers.
Or what was it's not 720. 720 is the odd one. This was one that they dropped during like the pandemic.
270.
No. I'll find a picture. And I got 98s. I think
I got done. My 95s, Sunder Maxes, Patters, MX Patters, and MXTN pluses. Five. Because I have my MX.
Oh yeah, I got TN plus. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are
six. Yes.
Because it's Samuel Ross.
This is the requirement.
So the ACWs and the Power Barcelona Nikes, TN. So yeah, five. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
95s, 90s. I don't know why I feel like I have MX. No. 97/1.
You do have a one. Patter ones.
Oh yes, Patter ones.
Oh, seven. I got the Air Max 270 React.
Yeah.
Why are you 98? So you can't do it.
Yeah. No, eight then. Sorry.
Air Max zeros.
Oh wow.
Five.
Wow.
What
made you go with that?
Yeah, five.
So five. The ones I was talking about were the Air Max 2090.
I got them for my mum.
Yeah, I can't lie, they're steady still. I want to start using them for gym.
I hear it, man. I don't know why you didn't start already.
Because I used my 270 to the gym. They're really comfortable.
Definitely.
But I won't rotate because I've been beating them up a lot.
Fair enough.
Crazy.
But yeah, man, these Comme des Garçons Sunders. Comme des Garçons Shocks. I just enjoy the texture, you know. I like stepping out and I don't see it.
I was going to say, did you include your Sunders in your list?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't see anybody in these.
Yeah.
Like, even when I see all of the Shocks and I see like all the ribbon that they have on theirs, it ain't selling. It ain't whatever this material is. And I enjoy that, you know?
Sorry, another question. What do you want your maximum number of trainers to be?
If I create a maximum, I'll break it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking. Like, if I say, oh, yeah, a couple for 100, long day. So I'd rather just live free, you know?
You know what? Like, as Michael said, all it takes is one extra gift in. And that's the thing.
It's not even down to me anymore.
It's done.
It gets to gifted, it's like,
it's actually not.
If I now start shouting out the agencies, God bless you all. Amen. That helped me last year.
Amen.
Because,
amen.
Bro,
amen.
I wasn't even buying crepes like that. They just turned up at my house.
We thank God.
Praise God.
And talking about gifting, it's time to talk about what's on the table.
Yes. Probably take us through.
So what we have on the table is, as we said before, a gifted.
Yeah, my boy.
Big up.
Yes, sir.
Big up the sponsors of the things that cover my socks, New Balance and Foot Locker for this pair of the New Balance 1906R in the cream and green colorway.
Steady.
Cream and green sounds cold.
I made it up, so that's
Fair enough.
I called it cream and green.
I was going to say, actually, it's a little white.
But I'm calling it cream and green.
Okay.
Yeah. Copyrighted. Don't try me. they are super comfortable. They got the end lock, which I actually need to do more research into.
Sorry.
But the end lock's actually cold.
I didn't really realize that they were actually implemented into like normal shoes, so I need to do more research on it. Yeah. And energy as well. I haven't actually done a lot of research into energy.
Yeah, energy is all about the soles, right? So that the 2002Rs are energy based soles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 1906s as well.
1960s don't have the energy soles, but they do have an air unit. So
I need to find out more about energy and what makes it energy.
Yeah, energy's like the spring aspect to it. So yeah, it's basically their version of
React.
Yes.
So is it React or air?
That's no, what it's not air because the air units are there.
Okay, it's just React.
But React and so in their case, energy and the air unit interact.
Okay.
Whereas React is one thing, Air is one thing.
By itself. Okay.
But then you can get like an Air React.
Because
Air's towards the heel, and React, I would say, covers more or less the whole shoe.
Yeah.
But React, if you want to divide it, then I guess you would say Air's for the back for the cushioning in the heel, and React is for the front.
Yeah.
If you wanted to break it down.
I'm going to do some more research into it and find out more. Next time we're here, I'll give him a little something about
something. While we're doing research, we're talking about getting into things and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Somebody's also dropping a collaborative 1906.
Oh, yes.
New Balance.
Yes.
And it is our very, very esteemed collaborator.
Yeah. Go on, say good friend.
Yeah. Soon come.
Inshallah.
But very esteemed collaborator, Saleh Bembury.
Yes. With the Heats Be Hot.
Heats Be Hot.
That's what he put. That's the caption he put for it.
He's cooking.
I was like, you know, water be the guide, heat be hot.
He's cooking.
I feel like he makes the shoe, yeah, and then he finishes, and it's like,
Oh, it's hot in here.
I'm out of cooked. It's a little bit hot.
Yeah. That's a heat be hot.
No, you know, like, it's probably a thing where, like, it was a nice summer's day, yeah, and then they just finished drawing.
What time be cold?
No, it was like, it's really hot. He said, yeah, it's like, the heat is really getting to me. And he's like, the heat be hot.
But let me say something here.
Go on.
If you're looking at the shoe, the color usage, the title of the pack makes so much sense.
100%.
The silver with the gradient from red to yellow, just very reminiscent of heat.
It's giving Bunsen burner.
And also the blue into the red, that's like
Bunsen burner.
Yes,
it is.
But also,
to be honest,
also there's
just close that.
There's something else that I think of. I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's like, what is it? Where that you see that kind of blue red color scheme?
Bunsen burner.
It's not. No, it's not Bunsen burner, bro.
Bunsen burner.
Right.
Well, it's giving year 9 science.
Bunsen burner.
Right.
Sorry.
But they look serious.
100%.
And they do remind me of heat. And they are quite brazy.
You know what? It's a thing where now, like, I'm liking a lot of the vibrant colours we're seeing stepping into this year. Obviously with the Air Max Thunders from the Nike Showcase from last year as well. That pink one, I still need that.
And
now this Heat Be Hot, we're getting some vibrancy. Summer's about to be very loud, very colourful.
Quick question.
Go on.
How long do you feel like, obviously New Balance are, I would say, at the forefront of this trend, but how long do you feel like the mesh trend will, I don't want to say end, because if you think about it, things don't end, they just die down.
Yeah.
Horses don't stop, they keep going.
Yeah, just like me, because I just thought of that. Oh, I was like, let me not interrupt this flow.
Why New Balance gonna start wearing their coat, get going?
Why not? Can you start
when it gets going?
When something dies, if I was born. But at least we got to say.
You ready? Right.
I see. But yeah, shout out to us.
Yeah, mesh.
Yeah.
I think mesh is here to stay for quite a while because mesh, before the mesh wave, it was everyone wants to be comfortable.
Mm.
And then mesh came in and said, you want to be comfy and you want to step outside?
I got you. Yeah.
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 Here's your answer. Mm. It's mesh. You want to breathe.
Oh, wow.
You want to look good. Mesh.
Well, Michael, what do you think?
What about of the shoe or just mesh?
No,
in general?
Just mesh in general.
I'm vibing with mesh, man. You know me. I think towards the back end of the year, I became a bit of a mesh general. Not that I haven't been buying New Balance before.
Mesh Max.
The Mesh One Show. We're here. I'm here literally 7 days a week.
Oh my gosh.
But when I tell you, hey, Marcus Rashford, this is me and you, bro.
Marcus Mesh Max.
I'm so on job right now. But I think towards the, I want to say, when I started buying 2002Rs initially, Protection Pack, and just a standard 2002Rs, I was like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's cool, looks fly, comfy, bit of a dad vibe. I can do this.
Mm.
And
congratulations.
Then,
yeah, well done.
Thanks, man. And then psych.
And then that's the wrong number.
When then slow it down. I just dissed you.
And then
DeMarco, Don DeMarco. Sorry.
I said, Dad, you ain't got one. Up.
Bye, man. Bye. Bye.
Michael.
What the heck? Oh sorry. My gosh. Sorry, when we how do we get there, bro?
I'll go into my battle rapper bag. DeMarco.
Yeah, so then I started like seeing more and more mesh shoes I liked. And with the relationship that we've had with New Balance of Foot Locker, mm-hmm. and obviously the agency we've been working with via gifting, it's helped me to really like explore more of that mesh side of things.
100%.
And even like the soccer knees, I think that was a testament to the journey that my footwear taste has been through.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where now I'm not so much focused on like fixed shape silhouettes, but I do like the kind of flexibility that the mesh cap shoes kind of bring. So yeah, man.
Quickly, speaking of 1906s, I don't know if you guys have seen it. Allegedly coming out this year as well is Action Bronson with a 1906.
Oh, is it?
I remember seeing a little bit of info about that.
Swear down!
Yeah, Action Bronson is releasing some 1906s.
I'm happy for him. Third one.
Yeah. I'm excited for that as well. I don't think 1906 isn't particularly a model for me. Maybe I just haven't had it on foot yet. Mm. But I'm intrigued.
You know what they did to in 2023, the first thing they did, like, they introduced it back in the 2022.
Yeah.
But by 2023, the launch of the new protection pack was directly through the 1906Rs.
Yes, so you're right.
They had already kind of passed the baton on
CDG?
Yes, 1906 as well. Yes.
So they passed the baton on from the 2002R. I'm like, cool, let's bring a new silhouette to the fray. They did also the
610s.
No, not, yeah, 610s as well. But they also did the Chinese New Year, I believe, drop. And the 96s are featured a little bit in that.
Yeah.
They didn't feature it in their Grey Day drop. But I think that speaks to more like core silhouette, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I feel like this year they've just been steadily releasing, or last year, sorry, 2023, they were steadily releasing more and more 1906s. So this year now, it's like, cool, we've done the GR run. We've also done like a few like in-house collab sort of vibes, you know, protection pack vibes. Now let's really make noise about the silhouette. Because last year was 1906 story.
Yeah.
Pushing that out through collaborators and individuals. Sorry?
1960.
1960s, sorry. Yeah. Pushing that out through collaborators. Now let's make the 1906 the new vibe.
I like the way that they're doing it. They're pushing it like silhouette by silhouette.
Yeah. And it's,
so I think it's like that and the 610s, like in tandem sort of.
Yeah. So last year, for me personally, the 610 was my silhouette of the year.
Really? Like,
for me personally, I loved that shoe. Oh my god!
You know what it is?
I loved it.
I feel like it was just that particular one with Amine. That's what I like.
That was the coach.
Yeah,
that was a coach.
But it's like for me, it was a silhouette where you can go crazy with colors. You can make it super simple.
Mm.
You can give like a healthy medium of like a blend of colors, and they all look cold. Like there was no colorway that I didn't think looked good, and then with the Amine collab, like the use of colors and just the story behind it, yeah, I loved it. But so now looking forward, like another mesh shoe, I'm liking a 1906. I'm hoping they bring more 610s throughout the year as well.
Obviously, they were speaking about the 610s.
Yeah. The Tokyo.
Yeah.
With without the laces, it's just like sock on.
So
speaking of sock on. I personally think the Saucony.
Oh, amazing, brother.
Crystal Cove.
Amazing. That was a good one.
Grids. I think they were a very, very strong shoe. I think I really enjoyed the shape of the shoe and also use of colours. And I hope they do more of that silhouette. And I think they've already started dropping a few interesting kind of like just simpler silhouettes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I think also Asics with the gel lights had a really strong gear in terms of mesh.
Yeah.
New Balance, of course, as you mentioned. And
what's your favorite New Balance silhouette?
My favorite New Balance silhouette right now, 991 V2s.
Okay,
fair enough. You still need that Stony pair.
I need it. I'm gonna do it. I need to find work around some things, but I'm gonna make it happen.
Mood.
First. Literally.
Need to allocate some funds. Move allocate to
some resources. Yeah, 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 offshore. Yeah. Move around some squad players.
Do some repositioning.
Send some overseas on loan. Yeah. Or just permanently sell.
Yeah.
Sell some picks. Sell some picks.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sell some picks to some opponents.
Trade some picks in, you know.
They deserve to thrive elsewhere, you know, without me as their manager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I can bring in some, you know, nice homegrown talent, you know, and really invest in the squad depth.
Can really get literally the badge homegrown. Out.
And get the badge in!
Yeah, so imagine, homegrown. he's going to be doing double badge soon. Long. Shoulder long.
Long, because I actually tuck my I literally tuck my trousers into my, so that's everybody
a,
can see the badge.
That's a tongue fucking the shoe.
Look at the badge! Look at it! Kiss it!
For me, yeah, it had to be the 990 V4.
Okay. You know, I hear you, because that was my second option if it wasn't the 991 V2. So especially I'm glad you mentioned it.
With Joe Fresh Goods.
Yeah.
That it had took the icing Keisha, on the cake on that one.
Wrong one. Keisha Blue.
Yes. No,
Keisha Becky.
Yes. Wait, but to be fair, I think, well, do we count Vomero 5 as
the mesh, yes.
But do we count, would you say it's sort of the year because it existed so much in the year before as well?
Oh, in terms of Nike?
Yes.
You can run a case. You can. I could hear a case.
Because I think they had a strong year last year.
Vomero 5 like had a good case. Yeah, they had a
strong year.
They had a good run.
I think the PC 5 had a good return as well. Very
well. Not the way I would have liked. Yeah, not for me. I still.
I think they were more aimed at women though. That was that was the aim. So it's good that it's not for you because they didn't aim at you.
Yeah.
The marketing was.
Right, I'm not your target market. Literally, bro. Fair enough.
Like, it was literally women's size and extended up to maybe a size 8.
Yeah. I was.
Whereas Vomero's was more so like the kind of all round sort of. Yeah.
There was a Vomero 5, yeah, that Cassius showed me that I was like, yeah.
The plum colour?
Yeah.
Yep, call this one.
That was
ridiculous.
That was amazing.
What a shoe.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn.
Factual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. I was shocked. I said, wow. I didn't know you had this in your locker.
They cooked.
That was peak.
So I guess like with obviously this in mind and obviously looking at last year, what sort of things are you guys expecting for this year in terms of collabs, in terms of the fashion space? What are you guys looking forward to?
We spoke a bit about it in, I think it was the Moses episode.
Mm.
We talked about, the shoes just left my head. I'm personally interested. It's not for me. I'm just excited to see where it goes. The whole Nike lifestyle angle in terms of like the Flight 85s, and obviously I've talked extensively about it, but where Travis goes with his angle in terms of the Cut the Checks, Sharkidons, I should say, and then obviously him releasing more shoes. Did we speak about why he could potentially be releasing more? I can't remember.
We did. Because of the James Whitner.
No. Not in terms of that. My conspiracy theory was that, like, Nike were like, yo, you know we can't let you go, right?
Like, the contract ended, but
contract. Yeah. Like, go again. Renew.
You thought you were leaving, but you're not going anywhere.
Your work has only just begun.
Like,
it's early.
Just, yeah.
look at Michael. We've had him since he was 19.
Like,
he's 45.
You know what this reminds me of, yeah? The Drewski meme.
Which one?
We don't change this broke nigga's life.
Yeah.
They said, before you came to us, bro, you were just an artist making music.
Yeah.
Talking about this Astroworld stuff. And we gave you a silhouette.
We gave you a man. Gave you a platform.
Now you're out here doing collaboration with AP. You can do that for us.
Yeah.
We put you on the map. Built this. Brick by brick. And I won't let you. What's it?
Black boy. Sorry.
Cause we're another talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Nah, so I'm interested in that angle in terms of like what they do.
Yeah.
We saw as with the whole Stussy stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
so that's also interesting. Interesting to see how, obviously, I don't like the shoe. I'm interested to see how that goes.
It's 89s, right?
Yeah, 89s, yeah. There's 89s and there's 85s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think the 85s are coming out for a little while.
Yeah, so it's just the 89s.
The 89s coming
back. What about you guys?
I'm just kind of looking forward to see, like, how the landscape changes, because obviously we're seeing a lot of shifts and effects in the e-commerce space, just generally, in terms of, like, for example, just to tie this in a little bit, Farfetch, we recently spoke about them towards the back end of the year, saying that they wanted to acquire a 47.5% stake in Nuke's NetSupporter in exchange for some giving away some stakes to Richmond, who own Nuke's. And then that fumbled, and they're now being sold to Coop Gang because Farfetch don't have as much money as they thought.
No, no, I think the deal went through.
And no, it didn't. The deal was cancelled.
Is it?
Off the back of Farfetch being sold to Coop Gang, because obviously they were in trouble.
Give it a look.
The Richmond deal crumbled, and nobody from Richmond was available to comment.
Damn.
So we don't know what happened on that aspect next, but
that's tough. I swear Farfetch were in, like, they had minus 13% or something.
It was crazy.
In their Q4 numbers.
They've now been acquired by
peak.
The one and only Mike Ashley. So obviously it seems like e-commerce is suffering a little bit, and in-person sales are thriving a bit more. I think the stories that collaborators can tell mean that people don't have to shop with designers as much. And where you have Farfetch, Yuke's, and Supporter, other than buying these big expensive brands and doing these big buys, and so much stuff is sitting, it's not helping the economy or their economy.
I feel like the landscape in terms of, I feel like fashion has a massive impact. Obviously, we know fashion has a big impact.
Sure.
But trends in terms of thrifting and people going back and purchasing stuff, this might sound wild, but nobody's going for the new LVs. And even the new LVs are looking like old LVs. Are looking like old Asics. Like,
that's New Balenciagas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. New Balenciagas. So people are going back and buying things in reverse, in terms of not trying to buy up, but buying down in terms of cheaper, either cheaper, recycled, or just vintage in general. Obviously, that's all a trend, but this all plays into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You watch TikToks, it plays into it. You're all over social media, you're seeing stuff. Oh, I got this so-and-so for this much price. Or, oh, come with me to this outlet. Like, bro, nobody's really paying full price. And, oh, at the end of that, you want to look good on a budget. Cost of living.
Hey, cost of living at an all-time high. Bills are increasing.
It's punching people up.
Fam, differently. Everything's going up. So it's really difficult to have people kind of allocate the funds towards these big items when they now don't have to.
Even, I guess you could say, the resale market is dying. I don't want to say dead.
No, it's definitely suffered.
You know what? It's now, as you've seen, we've all seen, it shifted more towards used shoes, which I feel like London Sneaker Club were ahead of the game with that, because a lot of people now, I'm seeing, like, a lot of resale stores, or like people are actually making stores dedicated to just like used, recycling, like upcycling more used products. So it's, yes, reselling dead stock may be dying, but it's because people, as we said before, aren't trying to pay £200-£400 for a pair of shoes.
And we've used the margins.
The
margins are a lot better.
It's much better. Like, it's, as you said, it's used, but like, you can, there's certain people that they're not going to care if it's used, like, because I'm going to wear it anyways, kind of thing. So it's
a buyer's market.
Yeah, so yeah, you can manipulate
stuff into your favor as a buyer and make the most of it and make a flip if you want to. Like, I have a friend, she'll go to Japan, come back with bare drip, and then start flipping it on Depop, and she's making bread.
That's going to be me, by the way. When I go to Japan, when I make my Japan trip, I'm going with an empty suitcase.
Hear it.
It's coming back full.
It's coming home, lads.
Yeah, you're just going to see, I'll send a message in the group chat. Just say, it's coming home.
Whoa. England flag. No, England flag, Japanese flag, next to each other. Shaking hands emoji in the middle.
I'll make an edit of the Blood and Crip picture. I'll have one England, one Japan.
Speaking of trips, have you guys got anything planned for this year? Or let's just use this as forecasting for this year.
Yeah.
Go on.
I think I want to go to New York at some point this year.
Okay.
I'd like to go towards the back end, maybe for Fashion Week in September. I know that people always say that New York Fashion Week isn't like the most celebrated and looked at. But I think New York's a cool city to at least be at for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I want to go and see what it's like, maybe tap into some stores over there, meet some people, and just, like, you know, see what life's like on the other side of the pond. I also think I want to go to Korea, and I think that might happen. So we're going to see how we can make that work. And if I do Korea, maybe you might just do a cheeky add on Japan.
No, it makes sense.
I ain't saying that.
he's slapping on expenses.
Yeah, man. Slap on the Stockholm card.
Like, guys, invoice.
But it's gonna be like, Mag, how much did you spend?
I bully. Go on the app. It's asking to open app real quick, just to prove it. Don't worry. When I come back, bro.
I said 5K for.
And then I think I wanna. What else do I wanna do? I think maybe I'll like somewhere in Europe.
Mm.
Maybe like a Greece or like just somewhere like serene, good vibes, pre-summer. And I also want to go skiing. So we're going to see how that works out.
Fair enough. I remember we spoke about that last year.
Yeah.
Bolu, what about you? Chat to us.
I already have Egypt and DLT in the books.
Yeah. Okay, Malta recently.
So yeah, I've never been Malta before though.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah. This is my first time. So it should be a good time. Good vibes, good energy. I've got Shorty's birthday in August.
Shorty!
So I know I've been tasked to deal with that one. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Say that, Bully.
Yeah.
Tasked.
The keys are in my hands.
If you need assistance, we're here, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll cook some. But yeah, I'm
good at blowing like balloons. If you want to create the room,
what are you gonna fit in the suitcase and create the trip?
So guys, I sneaked over my friends all the way from the UK just to plan this out.
But yeah, outside of that, I would like to do like trips here and there. I want to go to cities more. I feel like I need to spend some time in some cities. I maybe Dam.
Yeah.
Maybe like.
Oh damn.
maybe like. Berlin or something, or maybe like somewhere in Belgium, etc. Like, just
all the bees.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to hit 30 countries in before I'm 30. I want to.
How many are you at now?
I don't know when to start counting from
before you're 30. You should have been counting.
No, because like, you know, like, because
30's coming thick and fast.
No, but when you think about it, yeah, like
for you,
cool. Me and him are the same. Cool.
We're not.
For you.
I tried, didn't it?
You tried.
But yeah, so like I could start counting from uni, or we can start from school. Cause like if I'm like, I
ain't start been, from school, give yourself a head start.
I ain't been in Paris since we went in like
fair.
Like with school.
Who's you doing then, man?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I feel like I might start from
honestly get flashbacks when Iman starts busting out his fraudulent. Yeah.
So I might start. I'll probably start from like when I was 15. So like I'll include Iceland, then, so I don't have to go to Iceland again. But yeah,
Bolu, what were you doing at 21?
What was I doing at 21? Actually,
I'm joking.
Graduating university,
probably. Yeah,
probably
popping babies.
Crazy. Oh wow,
popping something.
Wow.
What about I don't
you?
Know.
Where are you going? Where
are
you trying to go?
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I right now. I'm having a kind of revelation in terms of like, I feel like
it's the age, guys. It's the age.
His frontal lobe is starting to.
Yeah, what's that frontal lobe stuff?
Your frontal lobe develops when you're 25, basically. But
what does that mean?
More study, like you start to become more mature, essentially. Like you're
more mature, more observant.
It's like your brain changes.
So is it like you tell us like a beluga whale?
Okay, the front of your. But the studies have shown that it's not actually when you're 25, it actually spans from 25 to 30 and more close to 30. So it's okay. All you 25 year olds, you can still be dumb.
Oh wow.
That was so unnecessarily violent.
That's egregious.
No, but I was saying a lot of the people around me, a lot of my friends, I've been with them for long enough that I feel like when I say I trust them to go on holiday, I hope you understand what I mean. Like, going on holiday with people is always a thing. But I've been around some people for so long, I feel like I've judged their character to the point where it's like, yo, one of my boys have started doing like one man up holidays where he's just going one man up. Man. He went one man up to like Valencia.
Cool. Ooh. That's a good thing to start with.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Like, shout me, innit? Like I did with, I was your plus one in Paris.
Oh, for Paris, lol.
I said, Michael, what are you going out? Can I come?
Hey, Michael, you're playing out. Can I come? Can you bring me, bro?
And I followed Michael to Paris. But no, yeah, just things like that. Whereas it's maybe planning is okay. I'm not going to try last minute because that last minute was last minute.
Yeah, like a little bit of organization, like a month.
Yeah,
maybe like a month.
I remember during uni we had this thing where it was just spontaneity.
Yeah, spontaneously.
Like, go, bro. Yeah,
pop we were just Leicester.
Yep,
literally, yeah. Bro. Literally. From,
so why can't I do that around the world ish?
Yeah.
Okay, let
yeah,
me like, say Europe because around the world is
even Europe. It's though, expensive. I swear, like from this year onwards. You have to apply for like
you have to get
entry
the little visa thing or something.
Yeah, the visa. Yeah, I was going to say like visa, that. But I don't think it was that far.
It's I think like, it's yeah, it's something along those lines for UK residents to get into like different areas in Europe. But just gonna make traveling a bit more difficult. But we move.
Yeah. So I'm not. I don't have like a specific destination. I'd always wanted to go to America, but obviously I went last year.
Yeah.
So obviously it wasn't for the reasons I wanted to go, but I've been now. So. Yeah, hopefully adding on to that probably this year and other places.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Another question I wanted to ask since we're using this as like a reflective episode and something for going forward. What do you want to achieve this year or / the Stockroom this year?
Okay.
Budget.
Yeah.
Quite literally, I want us to be involved in a campaign to some capacity.
Yeah,
like that's really want, even if it's maybe not like the actual faces of, but part of production, like as a collective as opposed to like individually, because individually we all get it cracking.
Yeah,
you know, but in terms of like as a three-man setup, like I actually want to see how we work together for in those environments, because if we can actually like make it work together, then why can't we do this and take it on by ourselves, or take a responsibility on our own and like use it to produce more money for us, get more exposure for us. We do front end and back end, etc., etc. So yeah, those are the two things I want from the Stockroom.
And then for yourself?
For myself, I want, you know, I want some cash dollar, I want some pounds.
I said some cash dollar.
I want you know, gold. I want all that, all, anything that holds value monetarily wise.
Let me just do a quick shout out here.
Clone Air Force? Oh.
Okay.
Shout out Chef D. Cause Chef D didn't know what he said when he started doing this whole more bands on the way thing. You see when somebody says something, yeah, and you're like, I receive it. More amen. Bands on the way, it's deeper.
Amen.
I need amen. The bands so deep in my pocket that my pockets are bulging.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So, no, I definitely do hear you.
Yeah, like, because, you know, the Bible does tell us money answers all things. And I got some questions that need to be answered. Amen.
I don't think that's the content.
I think it also says that money is the root of all evil. So
yeah. Would you rather be broke and evil?
What?
No.
What?
What?
Oh, it's deep in a rap.
What?
It's deep in a rap.
I don't think that's what he meant either.
Deep in a rap.
Yeah, nice.
Mood.
Yeah, man. What do you expect from the Stockroom and what do you hope for yourself?
For myself, I would like a new job.
Okay.
Where?
Putting that out there doing right what? Now.
I don't know. That's the do? Thing.
See, this is what the problem is. You have to be intentional.
Yeah, I know. I have
clear plan.
There's a couple areas that I want to move into.
Like,
I don't want to say. I have an idea, but I want to actually. Yeah.
Off the pod.
Yeah, yeah. I want to iron it out properly first before I start saying it. But yeah, I'd like to move away from my job. I would like to say I'm getting a bit comfortable now, and I guess it's got to a point where I know that people rely on me.
Mm.
So it's like
got responsibilities.
Let me keep you lot on your toes because I'm not gonna be here forever. Fair. So yeah, for the Stockroom, I'd like us to start earning from the podcast.
100%.
Yeah, going forward, I'd like us to start earning, hopefully, in some capacity this year, and working alongside brands. We have some ideas that we want to pitch to places. It's just that, obviously. One thing I always say that I pray for is one, ideas, and two, favor. Because when you have always, favor with people, always. Then they allow you to do things because they trust you to an extent. Yeah, and when you have ideas,
you know that you already have the favor, so your ideas will be more easily executed. Mm-hmm, cool. Mm-hmm. So I would say ideas and favor when it comes to brands. Mm. And yeah, just showing people that what we're doing, we're the truth, and we know what we're talking about, and we can, if you want to do the shoe thing, we can, bro, we can, yo, like, we know what we're talking about, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that even with that though, like, it just reminded me, with our conversation we have with Az, like,
yeah,
we don't have to know everything.
Yeah.
Like, we're not supposed to know everything.
That's a revelation that she pulled up. And but, I was like, it's true.
We know a lot.
We know a lot.
I feel like I need to know it. That's the problem. Yeah.
And we when we put in the position to understand something, we can put in the research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, if we're going to reference back to episodes where we've had to do a lot of research into, Tremaine Emery's episode.
Yeah.
The Joe Grundin switch over from New Balance to Emily on Door.
Even our first Nike Dot Swoosh.
Dot Swoosh episode.
Yeah, that first
Dot Swoosh research.
Episode, we were...
And even though, for example, like Eman, really you're not so much in agreement with NFTs and the whole kind of culture around it.
Yeah,
you still.
I do it as more a joke, but yeah.
No, I know, but you still understood how what we're talking about and the context of it. So yeah, man, I'm in agreement with you guys, man. I feel like in terms of like the Stockroom as a collective, I think we've done a lot of good work in the last year. We've worked with a lot of good people. We've worked with our friends, and we've also worked with other people too to be able to kind of make really interesting and special episodes.
Speaking of working with people, do you have the shoe with you? Or is it downstairs?
It's in the car.
Cool. Then I just want us to go through the people that we've had so far, because I don't think we've done this last year, but I feel like this is a great way of just showing gratitude to the guests that we've had.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, people could have said no.
Literally, man.
But so yeah, if you just think of thank you to Boogs, thanks Monomi, thanks
Franklin.
London Sneaker Club, Franklin.
Scopes.
Calf.
Oh yeah, guys, please, if you forget, I'm so sorry.
Josh and Mark.
Don't worry. Yes. Yep, that was
the other Josh.
Fun episode.
Other Josh.
Yeah, yeah. Big up Josh.
Brad.
Yep.
As
Will.
Yeah.
Yep.
Moses again.
Oh, hold on. Let me go to the actual videos. Let me scroll through.
Yeah.
So we've had
a lot. Oh. Hype Plus.
Minomi, we got Bugs, we have Franklin.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned everybody, no?
I think so. We had Scopes.
I feel like we're missing somebody, but I can't think of them off the top of my
head. Oh, Skrilla.
Skrilla.
Yeah, man. Time, man.
Yeah, that man. That was a great one. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
I feel
like Skrilla's, if I'm not mistaken, that snippet when we were speaking about the Cortez drop was our first like
viral kind of
it was also
kind of like, how do I explain it? For me, it showed that we're right where we need to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
sometimes, mm-hmm. Like when you look around the scene, you see how some people are moving. You're like, oh wow, like we should be doing more. But stuff like that, where we're just discussing the culture in the most like kind of honest and real manner, is just, it'll cut through to the right people. It might not get crazy amount of views, and sometimes it might, but sometimes it's like it gets through to the right people, and you make impact where it's felt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, even though at the point we did the Nike Tech Fleece episode, and Nike reached out to us for the second time in the year, we still hadn't surpassed some stats.
Thanks for that.
In comparison to some people, so yeah, we're grateful to Nike, for example, for trusting in the vision and helping us out with the process. Like,
yeah,
they didn't need to reach out, but they did.
Appreciate the people there, man. 100%.
One more we're forgetting was Manga.
Manga. Yes. So manga. You see,
how can we forget Manga?
Manga was on.
I thought Manga's episode was the funniest episode of the year.
Honestly,
what a guy!
What
a guy!
And it's the fact that there were things that we couldn't speak about, like actual things that happened on tour, like
obviously, if you guys don't know already, Manga is dropping an album called Everything Is Under Control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know about it, go search Manga Saint Hilaire on Instagram or one of these platforms or Spotify or Apple Music, whatever you use. Hit follow or star. And make sure you keep your eyes open for when the project drops.
And guys, he's one of them rapidy rap guys.
He didn't even ask us to support the rollout, but we're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, because of course.
That's what people do for the homies, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I guess like it comes on to me now. Like, what do I expect for us? Like, I'm really grateful for where we are. Like I've said, the brands we worked with, the events we've been invited to, I think it's been great. And I've really enjoyed like being on the journey with you guys through.
I'm not to cut you off. Even deep in it, like for the, I guess you could say the followers and stuff that we have, we've done a lot.
Yeah, had outside, a lot of impact, man. And whenever we step out, people always tell us like how much they appreciate what we do.
Yeah,
I'm not even on a big head thing, but it really means a lot when you guys come up into us and say that, like whether you be, I don't know, for example, Noel that came and saw me and was like, oh, like I watch your pod, or like some of our friends that still go with us that continue to support that. Yeah. Like, I can't lie, bro, I watch your episode every week. I'm like, yo, that actually means a lot.
There was a time where I was speaking to Philly,
big up Philly, like, man.
We'll both complain about the SB Powerpuff Girls, because he posted it and I was like, bro, like I went through the same thing, dog. Yeah. And he sent me a voice note and our episode was in the back. And I was like, rah, this is like, people just listen to us kind of thing. That's crazy to me. So big up everyone that's been supporting, everyone that listens, everyone that comments,
honestly,
that interacts with the people.
Everybody, you're always seen and noticed, and we want you to know that, because,
In the shower.
Right. Well, still haven't changed.
What was the last episode you listened to in the shower?
Yesterday.
Last week's episode when I was sorting out the description.
Okay, fair enough.
No, yeah.
Man. I was in the shower scrubbing and be like, so
this is
today on the episode we
real life, bro.
Fair
but game. I personally, for us, I think you guys have said good things. I think we want to be involved with more brands. I think that's clear. And we've poised ourselves well towards the back end of the year to do that. Showing kind of the work we've done, the impacts we've had already. Like you said as well, we want to be involved in campaigns. So if there's a campaign idea that you want to run and you think the Stockroom is a good fit, the email's right there, thestockroompod@gmail.com.
Get us up. Yep.
And also, there's a lot of ideas bubbling within the scene. So if you're having an activation and you want to host a conversation, or you want to have some people create a conversation around your product or around what you're releasing, and you want a genuine conversation, we're here to hold that. That's why we exist. We exist to have conversations, inform the people, and also just talk about things of note and of culture. And I want us to do that more. And of course, if we can then start earning from doing that, then why not? I mean, we take the time to create great content, and we appreciate everything we get. And if we get that and get like a little bit more on the side, then why not?
100%. Sorry, but talking about activations, you just reminded me of a dream I had last night. It was so random, but it was like we and like there were some other people, but they were like faceless, and I just can't remember their faces. But we were in
the Stockroom saw their soul.
Oh my gosh, not the Illuminati.
Okay, but we were in the Supreme Factory or the Supreme Warehouse. Yeah,
Supreme.
Okay, stop that. It's done now. It's the last year thing. Stop it.
No.
Start again.
We were in the Supreme Warehouse, and they were just taking us on a tour, and they were showing us the new Cortez Supreme Emery's drop. They were showing us the new Supremes called Supreme Cortez drop in the factory, all already prepped on that. And I was just like, I woke up and then,
mad.
And it was all a dream.
Yeah, quite. But yeah, so, you know, maybe that's foreshadowing.
Yeah, man. I think
wink, wink.
Even personally, obviously, last year, I did a whole bunch of individual side projects, just experimenting and seeing what my lane is. I did a bit of modeling, did a bit of producing assistance work. Funnily enough, with Cortez and Nike on their drop via Packworks, and then produced the shoot for Biola. Then co-directed the shoot for my friend's brand, Rehoboth Studios. It showed me that actually, I have a lot of cool ideas. So this year, the plan is to bring some of these ideas to life. There's some stuff I'm working on right now where when it lands, because it's not an if thing now, it's when. When that lands, it's going to shake up the culture. It's going to make people look at things in a different light. Because one thing I want to do is push boundaries. And I'm very big on big ideas. But then with your big ideas, if you execute a big idea first time, how do you see progression? So I think of my big idea, then I scale back. How do I do this presently? How do I scale over like 3 years from idea one to idea five and then onwards, you know? Because for example, yeah, there's a, like let's say, yeah, cool. We're doing a video for the stock room. Yeah, for the stock room merch. That's going to come out at some point soon. In the next couple months.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled because I'm so serious. We go and film it in like a jet, for example, yeah. After you film something in the jet, where do you go from there?
See, we have different perspectives on this. Because for me, yeah, like, this is the way I think of it. Like, I'm always trying to push the boundary. Mm-hmm. But what stop, like, I just then have to top myself, pause. I literally just have to, like, so if I've done something, like, revolutionary, next step, the job's not done, bro.
Yeah, but
I just gotta keep going.
Is the next step?
But that's what I'm saying.
The next step is now I have to sit back, analyze what I did well, what didn't go well, and now how can I implement something new to now push that even further? Always going to be something.
Now that's why I said what I'm saying, yeah. Because if you start off with a jet, you don't give yourself an opportunity to learn those lessons, and you're choosing the biggest stage to do it. For example, let's say we're doing a collaboration with like the World Cup, for example, yeah.
Okay.
If that collaboration is our first collaboration, where do you go from there?
It's like an artist. I was gonna say a shaké, but I'm just gonna say an artist. An artist going and doing a thingy in the O2.
You still said the shaké.
No, you're right. Imagine it, like, yeah. Keep the artist from going. Because imagine that like, Ashake does his first song.
No, because I said not Ashake, because not everybody knows Ashake. So,
okay.
So, let's say an artist, breakout artist, cool. Your first thing is O2, big O2.
Well, and
where do you go?
Or, exactly. There's no journey.
You can still level up.
No, you can.
How?
You can.
How? When you say level up, are you talking about in the same place with better production?
So either you go same place, better production, bigger venue, like you can create a new experience. Even if you've done the O2, you can come back the next year and it can feel completely different.
I hear what you're saying, yeah. But my thing is, yeah.
There's too many variables.
Yes.
Which is why it's, because there's so many different variables. That's why for me, it's easy to now, no matter what, you can still make it better.
So like this year for me, plans are just to execute the ideas I've imagined, execute the ideas that
execute with maximum efficiency.
Literally. And execute in a manner that, like, referring to the please meme. You see it 2 seconds in. Why is it already cold? Like, that's the feeling I want every single time.
Yeah. In the
And even if you don't feel it immediately, in a couple months' time, you'll be like, oh, you know what though? That man pushed the boundaries. Like, we didn't even deep it back then. Well, like, oh, you know what? Whatever Michael and his lot have got going on, different. Whatever E-Man's on right now, crazy. Whatever Bobby's cooking right now, ridiculous. And it's a thing where we maximize our resources and make the most of them and create impact. Mm-hmm. So obviously, like, for example, I'll speak from like the Buy Ola lens. The first music video he did was essentially a zero budget. We rented the space and we had ideas and we executed and it banged. Proof of concept, one. Isolated. So we go again, and we go again, and we keep scaling, and scaling and scaling and scaling until there's budget. When there's budget now, cool. How do you make this idea even better?
Mm-hmm.
What do you bring in? And so I see that, and I see the rest of my life, and I'm like, if I can, for example, build up my package in terms of like consulting for people, build up my production and direction package, build up my understanding of the game, build up my contacts and people in my network, and also bring that back into the stockroom and be like, cool, we're shooting for the stockroom merch today. These are resources I have available. Let's run it. I want to be able to learn all of these skills, develop in all of these kind of lanes, and then bring it back home to the stockroom. And that means that every time we do something, it'll be of impact and something that we can stand next to and be like, yeah, we're confident about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully by doing so, well, not even hopefully, by God's grace, by doing
Amen.
It'll get the attention from the right people. I think we've already started knocking on the right doors,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't even actively started knocking yet. So you have to really think that what we did in the last couple of months wasn't a thing of we were stretching our backs for it. God really put us in the right place to
100%
to be seen by and noticed by these people. And so with that in mind, 2024, just go run it up.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, so
for me, like when I think of the stuff I'm going to be doing, yeah, I want it to be a thing where, this is going to sound so mad, but you're going to get it. I want it to be a thing where like a man is sat down looking at it and he's like, they're loving it so much, they're now thinking, right, am I glazing right now? Because of how, but how much you're investing, how much you're loving, like,
yeah, man,
something
sure,
that another man
sure
is producing.
Like we've got, like, you know what I really appreciate about our community in terms of the stock room, and I think this will be a nice place to round off, is that they support us so much. And for example, people, there's like, for example, what's my man's name on YouTube? Hold on, I'm gonna pull up his name because he needs a shout out.
Oh, Shaq.
Yes.
Oh, Shaq.
So we got guys like Shaq. Every single YouTube video we drop,
you're seeing three goats being posted.
And he comments those three goats, real, whatever he feels about the episode.
Real.
And he doesn't,
he's
know
a good guy,
how
man
much we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And how consistent it is. And even if it is just one person coming through, eventually that one person will become 10. That 10 people will become 100. And you build your community and you build your family. So I think we're in a great space. We're in a niche spot. And so we know, obviously, that like, it's not for everybody. And that's mm-hmm great. Because the people that it's for know that we're giving them everything that we have. And yeah, man, 2024, when I tell you people, you don't even know what's going on. All I'm going to tell you is this. Subscribe to the channel. Yeah.
Amen.
Go to the description. Hit up the socials. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. And of course, subscribe on your favorite, or follow on your favorite listening platform. Once you've done that, come back to the description. You'll then go and follow Bolu on Instagram.
You'll love my content, honestly.
That coffee content is serious.
Oh my days, you saw the one I posted recently?
Serious one.
Hey! He's, hey, wow.
He was serious.
I found out he's Italian. I was like, right, it makes sense.
Real barista.
He
really gets
he
it.
He really does this. He's been making coffee since he was 3 years old.
And then, once you follow Bolu, you go back to the description again. Mm-hmm. You come and follow me. Because there's a lot going on.
Yes, well, in fact, just look at my followers and just type in the M1 show.
Because when you see the M1 show and you understand that it's just not a one-dimensional platform, it's literally called the M1 show for a reason.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah
showing
yeah
you what I'm on a regular basis.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah. Right. And see, then... You see the M1 show? That's surround sound. That's 8D.
Literally. And then you go and follow named Iman. And occasionally, Iman will come through with a cheeky little rant or a cheeky little opinion on something happening. And you'll be like, yeah, you know what, actually? Iman's kind of right. Or Iman's kind of wrong. However you feel is great.
Right.
And yeah, guys, lock in, strap in, because, hey, 2024 is...
Strap in and strap up.
No.
Okay, no. Cool, dude.
Strap, you even fumbled my bag.
Yes. You were doing,
he made
so
you crumble.
Well.
And so, guys, all I can say is get on board, because the journey is about to get
You don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on, man.
In the words of the Dolomite jacket rollout, it's peak.
It's peak.
2024.
It's peak, man.
It's peak.
We're outside.
2024s.
Hey.
Yeah.
Make sure
you're
locked in everywhere.
Yeah.
Keep your wits about you.
Please and thank you.
Whittington.
Whenever anybody posts on Instagram out of the three of us or the stockroom, it must be your first video that you see or first picture you see. Trust me.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to miss anything going on. And yeah, guys, we appreciate you. We thank you for looking at each and every time.
100%.
Comment your thoughts and let us know what you want out of 2024.
For yourself.
And for the stockroom.
And from us.
What do you want
know
from us?
What do you want to see? Do you want to see 100%. An overseas collab? We'll make it happen. I'm sure we'll make...
Oh, we've got connections.
We'll make it happen.
We can make it work.
So yeah, man. Guys, we appreciate you. And on that note, take it easy.
Yeah.